I'm honored and humbled tonight to preach, and I'll be quick to bring the Word of God in front of Buddy Mullinax and Brother Roy Perry and my pastor and these great men of God. It humbles me that maybe something we say tonight can be an encouragement to you. Psalms chapter 136. Psalms chapter 136. We don't know who wrote this psalm. We do know through 2 Chronicles that it was sung in Solomon's temple. This song, it has a chorus that contains nothing but praise and honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Throughout this entire psalm we see tonight, it's a repeated phrase. It's a phrase that's continually repeated. It was continually sung, and it's for His mercy endureth forever. And I believe we all can testify tonight of God's mercy has been good, and God's been gracious, and He's been better to us than we deserve. And I remember that this psalm, the book of Psalms, it's the Hebrew song book, and they were singing this continually, thanking God for His goodness and for His mercies, that all that pertain to them. And I'm just happy tonight, and I just want to say on record, I'm thankful for God's mercies. They're new every morning. I'm thankful for His blessings. I'm thankful for how He guides and directs, even His chastisement upon my life. I'm thankful for God's mercy. Every instance and every circumstance I believe that a child of God faces, we ought to be like the psalmist here. He finds the mercy of God in every circumstance of their life. In verses 1 through 3, we see that they began to sing of God's mercies and God's goodness, and that He's great and He's good and He's holy within Himself. Then we see in verses 5 through 9 that they sing the mercies of God because He's the Creator God. Then we find in verses 10 through 22, they sing the mercies and the goodness of God because He's the God of Israel, and He's the God of Israel and the Savior. Then we find in verses 23 and 24, we can sing of God's goodness because He's our Redeemer. And then lastly in Psalms 136, verses 25 and 26, that His blessings and these mercies should be sung continually forever and ever. Last Sunday night when we preached, we looked at Psalms 107 and how that beautiful psalm, they were praising God and they were giving God thanks and praise for His goodness. And we looked at four things. We ought to praise God because we're saved. And I just want to go on record tonight and say I'm thankful that I'm saved. I'm thankful there's men and women still blowing the trump of God saying, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. I'm thankful that I'm saved. We seen last week also we ought to praise God that He set us free, that God redeemed us and picked us up out of that miry pit, out of that pit of sin and hell that we were in. And I'm thankful that I'm set free. We looked also that we ought to praise God and thank Him for His mercies because of His sickness that He's healed in our lives, physical sicknesses, spiritual sicknesses, and He is the great physician tonight. And lastly, last week we looked at we ought to thank God for the storms of life. When He comes walking on the sea of life and speaks peace to the storm, we thank Him for that as well. And tonight we have this continually, this theme. In verse number 1, the Bible says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for His mercy endureth forever." Verse 3, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord of lords, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him alone doeth great wonders, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that by wisdom made heavens, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for His mercy endureth forever." Verse 7, the Bible says, "To Him that made great lights, for His mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for His mercy endureth forever. And the moon and the stars to rule by night, for His mercy endureth forever." Father, we want to thank You tonight for the Word of God. We want to thank you tonight, Father, for your mercy, for your long-suffering, for your kindness, for your blessings upon your children. We thank you for salvation most of all. And thank you, Father, for this wonderful family that came by our way to sing the praises of God. And Father, no doubt you've been good to them. And we thank you for their life, their testimony, Father, for their salvation. I pray, Father, tonight, just for a few minutes, that you'd speak to our hearts. God, that you'd show yourself mighty. And we'll give you the praise and the thanks for all that's accomplished and all that's done tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Verse number 8 is our text verse. The Bible says, to the sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. You know, the sun rules because God rules. And those countless millions in times past, and maybe even today, that have worshipped the sun, we don't worship the sun, but we worship the creator of the sun. And for every sun ray and for every sunbeam, that's a mercy of God. For it falls upon undeserving sinners like you and I that ought to be in utter darkness. And just because of the sun, we ought to thank our Lord and Savior. I began to think about the influences of the sun and all that the sun does, and they're too many to enumerate. We think about the light that it gives and the warmth that it brings and the energy that it produces, and we give thanks to God for his mercy endureth forever. And as majestic as the sun and as powerful as the sun and as great as the sun is, I believe tonight you would have to agree with me that the S-U-N, the sun that's in the sky, is a picture and a type of the Son of God. We see here, number one, there's a need of a relationship with his Son. The sun in the sky being a picture of the Son that's on the throne. Without the sun, tonight there would be no light. Without the sun, there would be no growth. Without the sun in the sky, there would be no life. The sun, it has a relationship with this earth. And because of that connection, because of that relationship, it produces life. And let me remind you tonight, in John chapter 15, verse 5, our Savior said, without me, ye can do nothing. Just as this earth has a relationship with the Son, you and I, we need to have a relationship with the Son of God to have eternal life. Jesus Christ, he is the light of the world. Jesus Christ, he is the light in darkness. He is the light that shineth. He's the Son of righteousness that cometh with healing in his wings. Tonight at 6:09, the sun set for the final time on October 20th, 2019. But you can rest assured, tomorrow morning at 7:13, the sun will rise again. And just as that sun will break through the clouds, we have the assurance, we have the hope tonight that Jesus Christ one day will break through the clouds. He'll come back for his children. Many from the years past said, where is the promise of his coming? The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but the Jesus Christ, he'll break through the clouds one day and come to get his children. The sun is coming back. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with a voice of the archangel, and with a trump of God, and the dead of Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so ever be with him. I'm glad he's coming back. I'm glad we have that hope and we have that promise. For let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house were many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. And I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place, here it is, I will come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. He's coming back tonight, church, and I'm thankful for that. We believe, and I believe you would agree with me tonight, that this sun is the picture of Jesus Christ. In verse number 9, the Bible says, the moon and the stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. We find in Genesis chapter 1, verse 16, that it's the fourth day of creation, and God makes two lights, a greater light to rule by day and a lesser light to rule by night. And we find this lesser light here in our text, and it's called the moon. And if the sun is the picture and a type of our Savior, the Son of God, I believe tonight we would agree that the moon is a picture of the church. The church. The sun. We need to have a relationship with the sun. But the moon, we need to have that same reflection. The reflection. A picture of the church. The picture of body of Christ. It's a picture of the building of Christ, of the bride of Christ, the body. And when I begin to think of the moon, I think, although it's shining, and although it's bright, and although it radiates that great light that others might see, the moon has no light of its own. The moon is just a reflection of the sun. If there's no sunlight, there'll be no moonlight. The only reason the moon shines in the darkness is because it has been lit by the sun. The church, as great as Fletcher First Baptist Church is, the church has no power of its own. The church has no authority of its own. The church has no salvation of its own. But I'm glad I know one that does. I'm glad we have the light because He is the light. I'm glad tonight we have life because Jesus said, I am the light of life. And I'm glad tonight we have salvation because He is salvation. The church is a reflection of Jesus Christ. And I just want to say tonight, I'm thankful for this church. I'm thankful for a church that reflects the light of Christ. I'm thankful for this church for the message that it proclaims. And I'm thankful for this church for the one that it uplifts and the name that it magnifies. And because of the earth is closer to the moon is closer to the earth than the sun, there is a gravitational pull from the moon. It's called tidal force. This tidal force, it controls the ebb and the flow of the sea waters. It pushes the waters onto the seashore. And just as the moon forces that water upon the sea line, I believe the church tonight ought to go out and promote the gospel, ought to push the name of Jesus Christ, ought to propagate the good news of Jesus Christ, and ought to say, Jesus Christ saves. The church, it's a picture of this moon. And I believe the sun is a picture in the top of our church. But just for a few minutes, I want to look at these stars. In verse number 9, it says, the moon and stars to rule by night, for His mercy endureth forever. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 16, He made that greater light, the sun. He made that lesser light, the moon. And it goes on to say, He made the stars also. If the sun is a picture of Jesus Christ, and the moon a picture of the body and the bride and the church, I believe tonight the stars represents every individual believer that surrounds and makes up the church that shines in somebody's darkness. There's a need of a relationship. There's a need to radiate, but I see there's a need to reflect. In 1806, there was two sisters that published a great volume of poems. One of the sisters, by the name of Jan Taylor, she wrote a poem and published this poem, and it's entitled, The Star. You may have heard it. It's pretty popular. I'll read it to you. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Then the traveler in the dark thanks you for your tiny spark. He could not see where to go if you did not twinkle, twinkle so. As the bright and tiny spark lights the traveler in the dark, though I know not where you are, twinkle, twinkle, little star. I want to preach on the thought for just a few minutes tonight. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. We see this moon is the type of church. The sun's a type of Christ, but the stars is a type of every individual believer that lets their light shine for Jesus Christ. The stars, I noticed, and I wrote my notes, they only come out at night. There's deliverance in these stars. I believe these stars, they point to a deliverance. You see, there was a holy night, a quiet night, one night in Bethlehem. And there these men were searching, they were longing, they were seeking someone to fulfill their life. And there was a star that broke through the cloud, and this star, they began to point, this star began to guide, this star began to radiate, and it shone, and it pointed to a babe lying in a manger. And the Bible says when these men saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. You see that star, it was in the sky, and all it was saying is, that's him, that's him, that's him. You know, us being a star tonight, that's our job, is just to point those to Christ and saying, that's salvation, that's the one that can redeem, that's the one that can forgive you of your sins, that's the one that can give you eternal life. There's deliverance in these stars. They point, they direct, but they only come out at night. You see, these wise men, they came and they were pointed and guided by the star, and they fell down and they worshiped and they adored and they uplifted Jesus Christ as the darling Son of God. And the Bible says they departed another way. Do you remember that night when you were lost, convicted by the Holy Ghost, under great burden and under great sin, and knowing that your eternal home was in hell, but there was a star that came and maybe preached the gospel, or someone testified, or someone showed you how to get saved, and there you asked Christ to save you, and you went home another way. I just want to say tonight, I'm thankful there's still some preachers. I'm thankful there's still some Sunday school teachers. I'm glad there's still some singers. I'm thankful there's still some church members that is shining, that's radiating, that's twinkling for the glory of God and saying, that's him. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. The Bible says, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteous as the stars forever. D.L. Moody had passed away. C.I. Schofield was preaching his funeral. They say that it was a dark and gloomy day. It was a cloudy day, a day of overcast. And there is D.L. Moody laid in that casket, and C.I. Schofield stand to preach his funeral, that the sun broke through the clouds and it shone through the beautiful stained glass windows. And there as he laid in that casket, there was a beautiful hue, a rainbow of colors upon his face. And C.I. Schofield said, see, they that be wise shall shine in the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as star. I'm thankful for some stars. I notice when these stars shine, they're in some pretty good company. In Revelation chapter 22, in the last chapter of your Bible, Jesus said, I have sent my angel to testify unto these things in the church, that I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. You see, when we shine for God's glory, we're being like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Tonight, there may not be any movie stars among us. There may not be any rock stars and probably not any athletic superstars, but there's some saints that are still shining. There's some salt that's still salty. There's some stars that are still shining and pointing others to Jesus Christ. There's deliverance in these stars. I see the darkness concerning these stars. Let me say, stars beautify the night. You can go out on a dark night with no clouds, no cover, and gaze into the heavens, and what a glorious sight it will be. There'll be an awe. There'll be a beautiful night, and no wonder the psalmist penned down, when I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars that thou hast ordained, what is man that thou hast been mindful of him? We find not only do these stars beautify the night, they're only useful at night. You see, the stars are the best when it's totally dark outside. If you want to go stargazing, you have to leave the lights of the city. You have to leave the lights of the town, and you have to get alone where it's all dark. You see, they not only beautify the night, but they do their best work in the nighttime. You say, preacher, we're living in some pretty dark days. Days that are full of sin. Days where there's open sin and satanic attacks and apostasy and wickedness on every hand. I just want to say tonight and encourage you tonight, there's no better time to be a star. I was thinking just a few minutes ago, you know, the reason we have doctors is because there's a lot of sick people. The reasons we have bankers is because a lot of people like myself need some money. The reason we have teachers, because we need to be educated. But I believe one reason the Lord left the church is because the world needs a light. The world needs a witness. The world, it needs to beautify the darkness of night. You know, it's getting pretty dark in Henderson County. It's pretty dark in Buncombe County and in Western North Carolina and here in the Bible Belt. You say, preacher, what are we going to do? I think we just need to uplift Jesus. Preach his word. Proclaim the good news. Live a life that's holy, acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. And we need to shine for the glory of God. There's darkness concerning these stars. In the days before GPS, before radar, and before navigational systems, we find sailors and mariners, they would navigate by the stars. And let me say this. Let me say it like this. All the stars did is guide men from one shore to the other shore. The stars couldn't do it on their own. They couldn't make the sailors, the seafarers, arrive safely. All they could do is point to the direction. You know, tonight as a church, we can't save anyone. We can't redeem a lost soul, or we can't set a sinner free. But I believe as individuals and as a church body, and I believe as a bunch of stars, we can point Jesus, point others to Jesus Christ. See, the stars, they shine the best in the darkness. I was thinking about Esther. It's the darkest time in Israel's life. The Jews are going to be eradicated. They're going to be wiped out because of the decree of the king, and God raised a little orphan girl by the name of Esther. Mordecai told Esther, he said, Esther, it's a dark time. It's a gloomy time. We're going to be wiped from the face of this earth, Esther, and God has raised you for such a time as this. You know what Esther's name means? A shining light or bright star. We need some Esthers. We need some stars. D.L. Moody, he tells of a story. There on the Great Lakes, where those storms would raise so suddenly and violently, and right outside of Cleveland, Ohio, there was a little harbor town. And in this harbor town, there was a lighthouse. And that lighthouse would guide the sailors into the harbor so they could ride out those violent storms. They tell me in this harbor that there was a rocky cliff, and there were dangerous seashores and sea lines that these ships would hit, and they would crash, and they would go to a watery grave. And they began to string lanterns together. And they would string these lanterns together so the ships could find their way into the harbor. And they called these lanterns the lower lights. The captain of this great ship was sailing, and from one shore to the other, A great violent storm rose that began to shake the ship, and the captain said, "Men, I can see the lighthouse. We're headed to the harbor." As they sailed to that harbor and they entered that harbor, they could not see the lower lights. You see, someone forgot or failed to light the lanterns that night. On this terrible night, 137 men perished in a watery grave because the lower lights were not on. D.L. Moody said, "The lighthouse will always shine, but so often those lower lights go out." I want to be a star for God tonight. I want to let my light shine. And it being Pastor Appreciation Day, I want to thank my pastor for his light. Buddy Molinax, I've never met him personally. I've heard of his testimony. I've heard of his life. I want to thank God for Brother Buddy Molinax for letting his light shine and blowing the trump of God. I want to thank this church for the faithful members that point others to Jesus Christ. Let's stand tonight with no music. With no instruments, I'd like to sing a song. And I pray the congregation would help me. Will you help me sing? "This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Won't let Satan blow it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Won't let Satan blow it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine."
Thank you, Brother Gunn. Thank the Holy Ghost for illuminating the service tonight. And the great line, Christ Jesus, has been magnified. And explain. We're recipients. Thank you, Brother Molinax, your precious wife. Oh, I can't recount the times I was able to go sit in revival somewhere, and they were known all over the West North Carolina, South Carolina. And just to sit there, he didn't know me, but just to sit there and always looked up to you, brother, because you always looked to Jesus. Magnify his name. Thank you.